Hello and welcome to episode 7. This is Big Fat Dangus. And I'm joined back from his field assignment salvaging teeth out of the Birkenau Pond by Vote Mage. On the only show that makes Boken Ear say, I've got the best memes on Facebook. I mean Gab. I mean Vote. This is the Tea Lolocaust.
I think it's Bokinier. It's Bokinier, I think. I don't know what the fuck it means, but it's
Boca fucking boomer is what it means.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a good way to make fun of that name. Like some twist. You know, it's not like Gay Dragon where you just have a natural way to make fun of it. You got to think a little harder, you know?
It, to me, I struggle to read much more into it than just some fucking boomer mashing a keyboard indiscriminately.
He's really not that different than Leafa, right? Like, you know, it's like he's just like a meme courier. I think someone used that term on Vote, and I was like, that's perfect. Like, exactly, you know, what these people are.
I really think that justice has unfortunately come down upon us because he's really similar to Leafa, only his content is orders of magnitude fucking worse.
Yeah, that's the thing I didn't even want to admit on the podcast. But yeah, Leafa, like, Gay Dragon was right about it. Leafa actually was better. if
better than this.
More prolific. Yeah. Leafa was more prolific, which was annoying, but at least, like, the average content was better.
Yeah, I mean, Leafa would have, you know, you would see it and be like, eh, you know, okay, that was all right. But with Boken Ear shit, it's like, God fucking damn it. I don't want to see any more of this, but here it comes, nonstop.
Yeah, and like, and he's like, his effort is even lower than Leaf. He's not a bot, actually. He actually does it himself because, you know, like, he types in the title like a one word. He's like, I have to put a title in. Let me just throw something in there. You know, he'll write like whatever as a title, or that's the other thing. He only posts to all, right? He basically posts like to V all, which I hate people that do. I'm not like AOU. Anal about it, but like I get pretty annoyed when that's the only thing you do. It's just fucking lazy. It's just so lazy.
Yeah, you know? The whole fucking thing is limp dick, from the content itself to the title to the categorization where it's posted. Like, the whole thing just fucking blows. I mean, look at some of these fucking things. It's like, oh, a SpongeBob meme, like the clown makeup meme. Like, this shit is all fucking, has been stale for quite a long time.
The one I wanted to mention that I think he posted like today was it's like there's like a shot of a car with a Biden Harris sticker on the back, and it says, this is how you know what cars to siphon gas from. I was like, oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Fucking God.
You know, that was pretty bad. I mean, that was like poll level humor there. I mean,
I feel like an actual boomer would see that sticker and be like, you know what, that's kind of fucking gay. Like, yeah, exactly. Even the real thing would be like, you know what, that, yeah, nah. So yeah, it's a sad state of affairs. Maybe some new turbo memer will come in and sort of take up the mantle and deliver us from the awful fate that we have.
I really should just whip up a bot that you know, that I crowdsource, like something, you know, like this, you know, it'll pick like 10 different, you know, forums to source from, and you know, and I'll like, you know, pick the ones with high up votes, and you know, something like that, because like I don't like what these guys are doing. Like, it's just if they're basically just really shitty bots, you know. They're like Mechanical Turks, like, you know.
Yeah, especially with the one fucking word titles. But you know, at the point that you do that, and we might as well just all kill ourselves because it's over.
Well, it makes you wonder, like, what is the point of, like, is the whole point of these websites just to aggregate links? I mean, ideally not, right? It's like, hopefully we're generating comments and having discussions too, right? You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's where a lot of the, you know, the meat and potatoes of the discussion and the content comes from, is the comment reacts, of course. But if you look at this fucking enormous string of these shitty posts, there's one comment, there's two comments. You know, three is a good post for this guy. Three comments, it's just, yeah, nah.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, I think there's always going to be some prolific, annoying poster like that, and the website has to have some sort of way to tolerate it. Like, it's like, I don't want to see nothing from them, but I do want to, like, tone it down, and there's no real way to do that on T-Law.
Yeah, it's just some posters have this shotgun approach that it's just so low effort that there's just not much you can wring out of it, really. But, you know, I'm sure the next obnoxious Leafa-style memer has already been born.
Okay, so we got a couple other people on here. I just want to see if they want to chime in a little. So Love240, are you just a watcher? You have any commentary you want to make or just introduce yourself?
You have to click unmute.
No, he's just a watcher.
Little microphone icon. Right, okay, that's fine.
Not a problem.
It's because fucking what's his guy isn't there to antagonize him. Master Fu isn't here, so I don't think 240 only comes out when Master Fu is there shitting the place up. Epic struggle.
Mike Nigger ironically says like he only watches like a cuck.
Yeah, he's sitting in the corner with a camera just, you know, watching and doing his own little thing. That's very sad. But that's all right. And then Y, I'm assuming, is Yargin. What's his name there with the big long name? What's up, bud?
How's it going? I'll try.
Hey. All right. Yo, dude, I heard you had a chink wife. What's going on, man?
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, why not? We're doing the vote section, the drama section. So why don't you tell us why you love the slam pussy so much?
And maybe mention this. Talk about the story a little bit, too.
Yeah,
man. So I could talk about the story first, and then we can go into the other thing. Yeah, it sucks. I was shocked that this sort of thing would happen where, you know, I'm being forced to wear a mask despite the fact that I'm in a red town, and it's been, you know, it was a month ago that it happened. I thought we were over that. I haven't been asked to wear a mask in any stores or anything like that, and I've stopped wearing one. I did wear one in the beginning, and then I woke up to all this stuff, you know, through this, through COVID and everything like that, and that kind of turned me on to everything like the JQ, et cetera.
Many such cases.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I was married before that, so that explains probably a little bit. But I love my wife. She's number one for me anyway. So, but
did you say that she loves you long time?
Oh, she loves me long time.
good.
Yeah, but I had a question that, I mean, that I could pose to you guys that I was thinking about. You know, so I'm like on your side completely. I'm willing to die for the cause. And I assume at the end of it, right, there will be a decision, you know, whether or not to let people like me in. I'm just curious what your guys' thoughts on that is.
Into what? Into the thought experiment, which is kind of all this is at the moment?
Yeah.
Most practical intensity.
Yeah, like let's LARP and pretend that it's real. You know what I mean? That this will ever happen. You know, I'm interested, and I don't mind. I think if it ever came down to it, like, I wouldn't mind to not be involved in the white ethno state if I'm not allowed to be in it, right? I still would want to fight for it, though.
Well, you'll just have to get her one of those like eye jobs that kind of like gussy him up into passing his way. I feel like that'd be good enough.
Yeah, yeah.
No one needs to know about what's going on downstairs. So all you gotta do is, you know,
yeah, man,
have her pass.
That's interesting.
So I'll try to give a more honest answer about it, because I'm not, when it comes to Asians, I would say I'm not a simp, but I'm definitely more lenient, because I feel like they're more competent than all the other nigger races, effectively. So
yes,
you know, like for instance, they do better in the SATs than us. You know, like, that to me, that's indicative of some sort of trait that's like beneficial to society. However, in groups, they tend to be toxic, just like any other.
Yes. Group,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They tend to like isolate, kind of like the Jews do. So like, so because of that, I kind of have mixed feelings. You know, like I feel like the white race is a little falling behind as it is. So if we make compromises like this, at least in the short term, it's just not going to help. You know what I mean? It's like we shouldn't be encouraging interracial marriage just because the white population is declining, even if there is some sort of idealistic aspect to it. You know.
And I would add that, you know, you have a, you know, an Asian girlfriend or wife or what have you. That's one thing. When you start having mixed race kids, that's a different thing. And those mixed race kids, just generally speaking, you know, studies have shown they tend to have a lot of issues. And you get your Elliot Rodger types, and that's where it can really become a problem.
Well, yeah, my mother is a coal burner, so I know all about the mixed race kids and how they can be fucked up. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I know all about it. I'm not mixed race, but I don't think you guys would consider me white. I'm Southern Italian.
Ooh, that's pushing it.
That's pushing it, right?
I mean, it's just the niggers of the whites. It's the
niggers of the whites.
It's still white though.
I mean, I guess there has to be a hierarchy, you know, even with it.
It's like there has to be a doctor that graduates at the bottom of the class. You know, they have to. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. If you look at the Philippines, that's like the niggers of Asia, you know.
Yeah, I think the further south you go, the kind of the worse it gets. It's my general idea.
Yeah. I agree.
Because the Philippines, I mean, they're like fucking like Central American cartel tier.
Yes. Yeah.
I understand it.
And all one track. I mean, you're only a nurse if you're a female from the Philippines. That's it. But
yeah, a nurse or a quote unquote nurse, sure.
Yeah, I know. Making TikTok videos. But yeah, man, it's an interesting predicament I find myself in. But I mean, I'm here for the cause. So whether you like me or not, I'm going to be here.
I mean, going back to your sort of original story.
Yeah.
How fucking NPC do you have to be to still be a maskie at this point? Like, it's over.
No, you don't understand. This bitch next to me, she said it's not about the mask. It's about following the rules. I didn't write that in the thing, but that's what she said to me verbatim. I don't understand how you could be that lost.
First of all, any sentence that starts with "and then this bitch said to me" should end with "and then I didn't listen to her."
Well, that's,
I mean, that's just rules for life right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there is definitely, I think, an increasingly ingrained element of normies just, yeah, exactly what you said, like just following rules for the sake of following rules.
Yeah.
And the problem is, it's, you know, that has obviously been realized at higher levels, and now they're just seeing how much shit people are willing to jam down their throats and be like, oh, well, it's the rule. You know, to the point where you get to the classic example of, you know, well, if the rule was to jump off a cliff, would you do it? And increasingly the answer is becoming yes.
Increasingly, yes. Yeah. I mean, because people are taking experimental drugs as a rule. So, I mean, I don't know what else to say at that point. These people are dead to me. They're lost. You know, they're not humans. I look at people when I see them wearing a mask, I don't even see a human anymore.
Yeah, I write them off almost entirely. Especially
I always imagine that one out of every three of them that I see walking by has like a Zoidberg tentacle mouth. Because you'd never know.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's weird.
It's sad on a certain level too, because you hate to see so many of your, you know, countrymen and you know, people from your state or your college or your workplace or whatever just go like that. And, you know, bringing someone back, because they run into this sunken cost fallacy of, you know, well, I've been doing it for so long, or, you know, once they get into, especially people who have been vaccinated, even people who are, I've known a lot of people who are very hesitant to get vaccinated, were coerced into it or pussied out or whatever, and then they turn around and become the biggest, you know, vaccine proponents of them all, because they're into this sunken cost mentality. Well, yeah. I fucked myself up and now you got to do it too, so I don't feel bad, so I don't feel like an idiot, you know.
One thing I've come to realize throughout all of this is that, you know, especially us as white people, or at least the niggers of white people, we are a mirror to these fucking losers who, you know, have given up, or maybe they haven't even started, right? They haven't even started the race, and they see us, and then they see what they lack in themselves. And when we walk around without masks, and when we walk around on, you know, pure blooded, we are the truth and reality displayed in front of them, and they can't handle it.
And also because a lot of people, I think, in our thing, and even possibly specific to T-Law to some degree, is that we're not a bunch of inbred hicks driving trash trucks. Like, a lot of us are professionals with, you know, we're homeowners and we may have kids or whatever. We're not a bunch of fucking retard fuck-ups. Like, a lot of us really know what we're talking about when we say shit is dangerous.
Angus, you remind me of that meme that shows, like, how if you're in the middle of the IQ, then, like, you're, like, pro-vaccine. And then you're on the left, if you're a complete idiot, you're anti-vaccine. If you're smart, you're anti-vaccine. Right?
That's exactly it, yeah. And the middle is, like, you know, the Reddit story about, like, what do you mean you don't trust the science? And the grog is, like, you know, me no want mystery juice. And then the big brain is, like, oh, yeah, you know, these studies are not good, man. It's That's a very accurate meme, sadly.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, like, I'm going to talk about this just briefly. So I posted on Vote, like, how I was basically feeling pretty black-pilled last week because all my best friends from college are vaccinated, and all of them think I'm a complete moron for not being vaccinated. And they vaccinated their kids. I didn't even go to one of my friends' weddings because I was the only person that wouldn't have been vaccinated. That happened recently, too. Same group of people. So it's like, I'm trying to reconcile, like, these are people that are very, at the same level of intelligence as us, presumably, you know, they have good careers and they've made smart decisions in their lives. And I'm just trying to understand where did we diverge? You know, like, why did I go down the path of basically not trusting almost anything that an authority tells me? Whereas them, like, they're just like diving in. They're just like, oh, COVID is dangerous. This is the smart thing to do. Only an idiot would not do this. I'm protecting up. They like drank the Kool-Aid like you wouldn't believe. And I don't even have an explanation for it. Like, I really don't know why we divert. I have maybe one or two friends from college on the same side as me, you know, but most of them, like, just are fully dove into this, you know, war where the government can decide what is good for them, you know?
I could offer you one, possibly. I think we're living in an age of very well-educated cowards. And I think that's the difference between you and them, is you have the balls to, you know, stay away from this shit despite the inconvenience and the social the social sort of outcast nature of it. Whereas I think your average normie is just too much of a fucking pussy. And they don't want to deal with any of that, so they just get it despite their misgivings. And then once they do get it, you know, they go all the way the other direction. Because
that makes sense.
Now they're sunk in it.
I think a couple of them I put in the category of, like, they're like science geeks. And they just, like, really trust, like, the newest technology. You know what I mean? They're just like, so one of them is even in biotech, right? So, like, you know, he thinks he understands exactly what the, like, you know, he's like, I know exactly what this does. I'm training my immune system. This is great. I want to train my immune system all the time. You know, even one of them even said the RNA vaccine is better than traditional ones because it's cleaner or something. And I'm just like, I don't understand how you couldn't have a little bit of skepticism. Like, you know, I'm a software engineer and I don't trust software at all. I hate, you know, it's a piece of shit and it's going to break all the time, you know? So, like,
yeah,
why?
You know, I will tell you that in pre-med, they are very careful to point out at great length that there is such a thing as the myth of the noble scientist, which is extremely pervasive in the public consciousness, especially in America, which is just what it sounds like. There's this myth that scientists are unwaveringly ethical. They very rarely make mistakes. They can't be corrupted. And, oh boy, let me tell you, they can be.
Not even just corrupted. It's also just, like, incredibly biased, right? It's like,
which is wrong.
They're just hyper-confident that the things that they've invested their life in to understand and work on or produce and you know, is, like, intrinsically perfect and flawless, you know? It's like, to me, I don't care what the technology is. It doesn't matter what industry, what, you know, anything. If it's new, I intrinsically do not trust it, right? You know, it's like, that's just what experience teaches you, right?
Yeah, and that goes for anything. That can go for a car or a coffee machine or anything. You don't want version 1.1 of anything.
Yeah, the first, like, Tesla.
Let alone something
had a ton
you fucking
problems,
inject
you know?
In your body.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, or, like, think about the new Boeing. Right, that new Boeing plane, like, you know, it's like every new
thing.
Yeah,
the Dreamliner.
Yeah. Every new thing has
more like the bad Dreamliner,
the nightmare.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. It's that same concept. Like, and you know, this has kind of been said before, but with things like vaccines, especially with things like vaccines, as well as, you know, any other kind of medication, you have to do very long-term studies to rule out some of the side effects that can pop up down the line. You know, there was that, what was it? It was something, I believe it was a drug for postpartum, something to do with pregnancy. I'd have to look it up. But the point being, it seemed very safe in initial trials and even into sort of midterm trials. But then it turned out it really fucked the babies up. Like, horrific birth defects resulted from taking this drug that was supposedly safe.
Yeah, that's so, the other thing. It's not like it hasn't happened in the past that there's some new thing that people took.
You can find old advertisements right now. Yeah. They're collector's items that you say, you know, oh, my doctor recommends this brand of cigarette for my pregnant wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That's in the not even all that distant past.
But the other thing that I feel like they just these people, and maybe this is the cowardly aspect, is they just seem to really discount the conditional probability of dying from COVID, right? Because the conditional probability is way different depending on like your age and your health conditions and, you know, whatever, if you're fat or not, all these kind of things, right? So like, you know, if you condition on like a regular person, COVID is like a cold, you know? So therefore, like if there's a new vaccine, why take it? Unless you actually have like some complications in your life, right? And like, I don't know, people don't, I don't know, I guess like the media has really like downplayed that aspect, right? So the average person is just super fearful of it still.
Yeah, they did a lot of statistics fuckery, and as is sort of common knowledge with, I think, a lot of people, you can misrepresent and tweak and do Jewy math to make statistics prove anything or lean heavily towards, you know, sort of whatever you're trying to push onto people.
Yeah, remember, and yep, yeah, I was going to say,
given the fact that, you know, Common Core has been around long enough that no one fucking understands any kind of math at all anymore, hardly.
Badly.
It's very easy to take those, you know, 0.0 whatever percentages of deaths and make them sound like it's, you know, it's going to be whatever they said it was going to be, hundreds of thousands of people. Combined with the fact that they were counting anyone who died who happened to have COVID.
Yeah, I was about to say that. And they recently changed that too. They're like, oh, we should focus, like, we should recalculate.
Yeah, and then
this.
They backpedaled it, of course, when it no longer became convenient. Yeah, but so they were, sure. You know, they were scraping dead drug addicts off park benches who happened to have COVID and be like, oh, yeah, hey, there you go. COVID deaths right there. Rack them in with the other ones, boys. Thalidomide was the drug that I was thinking of, by the way. It was the birth defect one. But yeah, that's some gay shit. And a lot of people fucking committed suicide and got into domestic abuse situations and all these horrible outcomes because the media, either deliberately or by their own fucking stupidity, misrepresented this shit to the general public, and it led to, you know, the panic that we're all sort of familiar with now.
Okay, so I'm going to just mention, this is a true story. I recently met a person, they're like a trading executive, so they're wealthy person, smart person, allegedly. And they got the first vaccine, I guess, you know, more or less when it came out. And they actually went into a coma, and they had to, like, rescue. Quote, that's the exact words of this person. They had to rescue them, right? And now this person said, I'm waiting. So the person talked to a personal doctor now, and they're waiting for, like, some blood results to sort of be vetted to get a booster. And I'm just like, why are you? Yeah, why are you continuing down this path? Especially right now. This is right now, right? We're not talking about getting the first vaccine. You know, we're talking about like a booster when no one gives a shit. For the most part, no one thinks Omicron's a threat, right? So, I was just baffled. And their explanation was like, well, I have to, based on my job, I have to interact with a lot of people. And I just stopped there. I'm like, okay, I don't think I'm gonna go anywhere.
So is the thought that if he gets COVID, he's going to get more sick than a coma?
Well, the premise is that this person thinks the doctor is going to somehow magically determine that the vaccine is safe, the booster is safe. And I just don't know, like what is blood work going to tell? Blood work's just going to tell you why you reacted to it, maybe, but it's not. They're not going to be able to, like, tweak it. Like, what's the doctor going to do? He's going to modify the vaccine in his own lab and make it safe for this person?
If I had to guess, I would say maybe he wanted an antibody titer done, which is a test that could tell you how much immune response your body is producing in response to the spike proteins. And his thought may be that if he has a low antibody titer, then maybe if he gets a booster, he won't have an overreaction. But that's really shaky. I would be surprised if any doctor agreed to go along with that scheme.
Yeah, and it's supposedly it's been a doctor this person's known for a while, which maybe I didn't ask the question, but I was like, so why did they let you get the vaccine in the first place?
Did you ask him if the doctor's name ends with Baum or Berg or Stein? I don't know. It might be a factor.
It could be kind a Pajit. Like there's a lot of Pajit doctors.
Oh, I give you a vaccine, though. Yeah, I suppose that's possible. That's not only possible, but it's fairly likely. Yeah, that's sad.
Okay, so I didn't read this article, but maybe you want to discuss it briefly, Dangus. The Pfizer COVID shot converts into DNA into human cells.
Yeah, let me bring that up here. Because, so, by way of a little bit of a backgrounder, we've been hearing for a long time now that, you know, sort of the Alex Jones type saying, oh, you know, the RNA vaccine is going to get into your DNA and turn you into a gay frog or whatever. It was obviously dismissed outright as fake news, conspiracy theory, not possible. I actually, from my own background, did not think it was possible for an RNA medication of any kind to affect DNA in any way, because the way it's taught and traditionally the way it's understood most of the time is that it goes DNA, RNA, tRNA, ribosome, and then on into protein production, but it doesn't flow the other way. Well, it turns out that these RNA vaccine sequences can affect DNA and be incorporated into DNA, specifically in the liver, which is about the last place that you want that to happen. That's not what you want at all. So let me bring this up here. There was a Swedish study, Captain Sweden to the rescue. I guess he was just done, you know, doing his Captain Sweden thing for the day here. Finds that Pfizer's, I guess this was specifically done on the Pfizer vaccine, goes into liver cells and converts to DNA. It's the first time that researchers have shown in vitro, which means in the lab or in a lab instrument, how an mRNA vaccine is converted into DNA in a human liver cell line. And the article is fairly lengthy. It's sourced from the Epoch Times, which then sources back to the Swedish study here. But what it does is, you know, the whole idea of these mRNA vaccines is that they were going to produce a temporary surge of this spike protein, which should alert your body's immune system to create antibodies to that. Theoretically, then, being able to neutralize the spike proteins on the actual COVID virus if and when that shows up. But the problem is, if it gets into the DNA of these cells, you know, the instructions to make these spike proteins, now your cells are going to be producing it over the long term. And for anyone who doesn't know, the spike protein itself that will be created, either in this case as a result of it being produced from the DNA or from the vaccine RNA, is a toxin all by itself. It damages your veins and your arteries.
No, it's okay, though, because that means they don't need booster shots anymore. Right?
So it means they don't need nothing because they'll be dead. So, you know, all of the sort of safety studies were conducted and based on the premise that these spike proteins would only be around for a short, controlled amount of time. Basically, just the amount of time that the RNA from the vaccine was active in the cells. But if you are producing from your DNA additional and continuous RNA that produces more and more and more and more spike protein, that's a toxic process that's going to fuck your body up, starting with your liver, which is one of your most important organs. So yeah, it turns out it does get into the DNA and it does fuck your body up long term. If this study is to be believed, and I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be. Good shit, eh?
I don't know if you want to click on it, but there's a link to an explanation of the study that
it says it's a Pajit though. Do we really want to subject ourselves to that?
Long. It's an hour long, you don't want to listen to it.
No, oh shit. No. Can you give us a quick rundown, Yargi?
So essentially what he's saying is that this study is saying that they have determined that it does indeed affect the liver cells and the DNA in the liver cells, and it will continue to reproduce the genetically modified DNA in the liver cells, but they do not know what that means in the long term. And that's the next study that we will find out, you know, whether it's carcinogenic, whether it is going to give you I guess like a gene deficiency or gene disorder or an immune deficiency. So he said that those are very likely outcomes from this.
Yeah, my understanding of it sort of is that if the whatever the gene cassette is that produces this spike protein downstream gets into an area that's being transcripted into RNA, translated into proteins, it's going to keep producing the spike protein over a long-term period, which is, you know, toxic. Like we were saying, it damages your veins for one thing. Causes clotting, because that's what vein damage does, is causes clots.
Yeah, I mean, I assume that it's dangerous and it is hurting people. I know, like, my grandfather had a heart attack right after he got it, pretty much, like, a couple weeks after. And, you know, my grandmother couldn't move her arm after. I think it's poison, but it's not proven by the Jew doctors that it's poison.
Think about how bad the heart attack would have been if he didn't get the vaccine.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's absurd. But so far, we just haven't had, you know, the peer reviews admit to it yet. But I mean,
yeah, and good fucking luck getting that, because I think people really need to stop and understand that all of these studies and peer reviews and all this shit is driven by funding.
It's all
political. How much funding do you think you're going to get for a study that's going to cast a bad light on the vaccine? It's amazing that even just this one came out.
Yeah, I'm surprised this one came out. But I think at this point, because we've all shifted focus to Ukraine, they could almost say anything. And I bet nobody would care.
Besides, yeah, no one would even notice.
It's going to be a slow bleed of the truth. That's what's going to start happening. Right?
Yeah, if at all. I mean, I can tell you that since COVID has been replaced in the news cycle with Ukraine, that COVID testing among the general public has nosedived just by virtue of it not being in the news anymore.
Yeah, by the way, my company stopped testing everybody literally last week.
And
they're like, nope, we're not doing this anymore.
Wait, were you getting tested?
They tested us once a week. Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude. I would never get tested. Fuck that. There's also a recent study that just showed that some of the tests coming out of China.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I don't think my company's cheap enough to buy it from China, but who knows? Maybe I'm already.
Who knows? I'm a software developer, I assume my company would buy from China. We have business in China.
Wasn't there something about how the tests, I believe, even the tests that the U.S. government was, I think still is, giving out for free, had these, like, janky Chinese swabs that they expected
to stick talking about.
Fucking noise? Yeah.
I think that's what he's talking about, yeah.
And they fell out of temperature QC in shipping, and so they're basically junk.
Oh, so Love 240 wanted to remind us about the 75 years to release all the info that Pfizer requested about COVID.
Yeah, the courts had to force them via a lawsuit to release it faster. Otherwise, yes, the entire thing would have taken a super long time.
It's like, is that like a statute of limitations that their lawyers calculated or something? You know, like
they tried to say that they did not have the staffing to redact everything they needed to. Ding, ding, ding. to be able to release it any faster than some super slow trickle, but I don't know if it was a Freedom of Information lawsuit. Some sort of lawsuit was filed to force them to release the information faster, and now it's some five-figure number of pages that they're supposed to release every month or something to that effect. But just think about the premise of that. We have to censor so much shit from this safety information that it's going to take us 75 years to release it.
I mean, there's just so many suspicious things. It's just one of the millions of suspicious things that have happened, you know?
I believe one of the... Some of the stuff that already has come out as a result of them being forced to release it faster is already pretty fucking damning. There's some... I should have brought this. But there's some page from that documentation that lists all of the different side effects that they're aware of and are in play, and it's enormous.
Okay, so there's one more thing on COVID that I didn't watch this either, but Moderna patented a sequence found in it. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, let me bring that up. That's in the prep. Yes. So actually, okay, here's a short... Now, this is Fox News, so obviously it's Fox News. We're all aware of that. But this is a funny clip of, I think, Maria Bartiromo, the big titty money chick. Bringing this up with, I believe it's the Pfizer or the Moderna, someone either higher up their CEO or something. I'll just play it. It's pretty funny. Because this guy has like a really stereotypical, like, fucking like villain accent. Check this shit out.
Joining me right now to talk more about the quarter and what is ahead is the CEO of Moderna, Stéphane Bancel. Stéphane, thanks very much for being here. What a blowout quarter. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. I'm very proud of what the team has achieved. It's incredible, Maria, you know. when you think about it, in January 2020, we had 800 people, never run a phase three, never launched a product. And the year that the team has achieved, the hundreds of millions of lives were impacted, and the financial performance are really incredible.
Yeah, you have had an incredible scientific team, and we've talked about that many times, and it is showing up in your overall financial status. Stéphane, I want to get your take on any direct or indirect impact from what we are seeing in Eastern Europe this morning. As you know, Russia has invaded Ukraine. Does Moderna get affected by this? What are you expecting?
You know what? I just realized that's a nine-minute version of that clip. Sorry. I don't know where exactly it is in there. But the gist of it is, basically, she brings up that exact fact to him. She's like, hey, so what about the fact that there's a patented, a sequence that's been discovered in COVID that was patented by Moderna before the pandemic? And he just goes, oh, we are looking into it. We are not sure. Not to worry. And you know, no answer whatsoever, but he's obviously aware of it and obviously knew the question was coming and just says, yeah, fuck off. We'll let you know.
The correct answer, probably.
I mean, from his perspective, yeah, but it was, I was just, after hearing that, I was just left like, are we supposed to just leave it at that? Like, how is everyone not losing their minds over this shit? A patented sequence in the fucking COVID gene.
I mean, I didn't watch this or read anything about it, but like, it could be that the sequence is so similar to like a solution for a vaccine that like, when you know, patenting one is almost like patenting another. That would be like my devil's advocate. But
a sequence is a sequence, though. It is a specific chain of nucleotides that is specific to a certain something, to a patent in this case. It doesn't just wander into a viral genome, you know, by happenstance or by chance or some shit like that.
You're saying the notable aspect of this is that, like, the COVID-19 is supposed to be novel and that
it's that
a sequence that doesn't exist.
Well, it's a sequence that was patented ahead of time before the COVID pandemic.
Yeah.
Has shown up in the COVID genetic material itself. Basically, what it does is it lends a very substantial amount of support to the chimera theory, which is that COVID is a blending of several different viruses, mm-hmm. and a big chunk for it being a lab-created virus. I would almost say that if this, you know, does pan out to it being what it sounds like, which is a patented sequence that got in there, it would almost be irrefutably be a lab created virus.
But why couldn't they observe the sequence in nature and then patent their observation of that new sequence?
Because I don't think that's the way that it works. I don't think you can patent sequences that are found in nature.
Well, I know you shouldn't be able to, but I'm wondering if that's another interpretation of what happened. You know, I
see what you're saying. I don't think that you can get a patent.
You shouldn't be able to. Yeah, you shouldn't be able to. Because you
shouldn't be able to, but I also think that you cannot.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Because patenting a virus would definitely be... I agree.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I think we should move on. We talked a lot about COVID. How about you read that bear from Star Trek quote to lighten things up a little?
Okay, yeah. I was browsing the Boca Boomer posts, and one of them had this kind of funny... outburst from Bear here. Da, 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 da. Hang on, let me find this. If someone else wants to jump in with something, I just gotta pull this up real quick here.
Is that guy like a schizophrenic or something?
We're not sure.
Yeah, I don't know where he's coming from with a lot of shit.
It's a good persona, though. It's very, you know, unique.
Yeah.
It's entertaining. Okay, I found it here. So this is one of this was someone else. This was National Socialism who posted this kind of lame meme of like the crazy like feminist chick, you know, 2020, no, Trump is going to start World War III. And then 2022, she's like, oh, but we need to start World War III. Whatever, you know, kind of like normie hypocrisy type of stuff. But our buddy here, Caps Lock Boy, came in with just an amazing performance here. I'm going to read this, and it's going to be emphasis his. Does she ever feel good? Is she chasing a husband who has no choice because her idea, girl power and such? If anything goes wrong, it will his fault or somebody's, but no hers. Is she perfect according to her? There you go. You don't have to understand it. You just have to appreciate it.
I feel like if I was tripping on mushrooms, that would be me struggling to form a sentence. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like a super drunk, like college chick trying to order pizza over the phone.
If anything goes wrong with my pizza,
I'll be down there with my, I want to speak to the manager haircut. It's just funny because he keeps coming up with these ridiculously phrased and capitalized statements that like I don't know where they keep coming from.
It's a form of poetry, basically. Kind of like a limerick or whatever you call it, you know, but like it's its own style.
Yeah, it's kind of like slam poetry, except for every single line isn't about weed.
Or vaginas. It's a pretty big topic in slam poetry.
Oh yeah, I had to study slam poetry briefly in college for some stupid elective that I took, and it's pretty fucking lame. Like, there's really not much.
It doesn't deserve
it. Like, this is better.
It doesn't deserve like a class, that's for sure. I mean, that's ridiculous.
No,
it's like a discipline. You know, it's like anything's a discipline now. If that's the case,
I guess at best you could call it a format, but. Yeah, that's kind of about it.
Can you get like a degree in it, you know?
I'm sure you can, since you can get a degree in wiping your ass these days, pretty much.
Okay, what about Manning and Grimes? Like, that is some weird ass shit.
I just found that today, and it was one of those headlines where I had to read it a couple of times because I figured there's no fucking way. I must be reading this wrong. But yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know, Elon Musk, he's the billionaire, he's the SpaceX guy, you know, he's the guy with the face, started dating this really odd looking and acting like art chick named, she calls herself Grimes. I'm assuming because she looks grimy.
Probably doesn't shower very often.
Probably not. And they had a kid together that they picked some absolutely fucking retarded name for this kid. I don't know if, Mage, if you remember what it is. It's like some just like random string of numbers and letters.
Poor kid.
Yeah, let me look this up.
Like a nerd name, basically.
It's, yeah. Apparently he has a bunch of weirdly named kids. But anyway, this one is called XAEA-12.
What the
Tell fuck? Me that kid's not going to get the shit beat out of him every fucking day in school.
Oh my God. That is eccentric even for Musk.
Anyway, so they have this poor kid together with a stupid name. And then evidently they broke up and... Now Grimes is dating the fucking Bradley Manning tranny who leaked all those documents to WikiLeaks and went to jail and became a tranny and tried to kill herself, as all trannies do, and is now out doing exactly what with Grimes? I'm not sure, because as commenters on that post pointed out, no one's quite sure what stage Bradley Manning is in to going over to the other side, so it's not exactly clear what they do together.
Yeah, it's like, should Musk be annoyed that he's banging her or not? You know, like
I don't know. Even just the mechanics of it are very up for debate. Either way, that's gotta suck, though. I mean, goddamn, the mother of your kid ends up with some like tranny.
Yeah, but Elon Musk is like, I don't give a shit, rich. So I mean, he'll get over it.
But plus, maybe it will motivate him even more to, like, get off the planet.
You got out of California, that was a start.
You can't send me a custody bill if I'm on Mars, bitch. So maybe it'll work out for the better, you know. Humanity will have been propelled into the stars by Grimes hanging around the Stranny. I mean, dumber things have happened.
Somebody. Okay. What else we got here?
But it's just classic clown world. Yeah. So you see any these days you see that shit and it's like, oh, you know, that fucking figures. What else we got going on?
I mean, I think bust taste in women is definitely questionable. Let's just get at that probably.
Yeah, my God. Johnny Depp, sloppy seconds, that crazy blonde chick. Hey. But did you want to maybe hit a little bit of the crypto stuff? I know that's kind of more your forte with the shit going on with crypto in Russia. And I know there was, I think there was some new executive order by Biden that just came out that dealt with crypto.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that complicated. Basically, you know, the sanctions started with regular currencies because, you know, apparently I'm not allowed to help Russia. You know, that's no longer allowed in the United States for a U.S. citizen or in the U.K. to help Russia, right? We can't do that. So, no. You know, like, it's like they're doubling the penalties, whatever that means. So now crypto is like, you know, the obvious alternative, right? But we all know crypto is basically compromised except for very few altcoins and exchanges, right? So if you get, so now if you go through, if you try to idiotically give money to crypto to, via Coinbase or something to Russia, then presumably the government can go after you and fine you or jail you or whatever the case may be, or ban your wallet.
It will stay off normie base, plebs.
Yeah. And then someone asked a question, it's like, does it affect purchases on like websites that accept crypto? I don't know. That's a good question. I could see them blocking purchases from Russia, you know, that are accepting, you know, so like if you have like a Bitcoin wallet in Russia and you try to buy something from a Russian IP address, I could see them blocking that if they really get insane about it. But I wouldn't say that's a low hanging fruit for them, you know, probably not. So yeah, crypto's dream of being the alternative to money is, you know, where you can do it, have the freedom to do whatever you want with it, is always being fought by the governments. And this is just yet another example of them trying to anchor down on it, right? And fortunately, I think if you use a decentralized exchange, you could probably still, like, Russia is not going to be stopped, blocked by this. They're going to find, like, crypto has a million different ways to move money around, right? So it's not like the government can trace all of it, you know? So it's not going to stop.
Yeah, especially if it's in DeFi, yeah.
Yeah, it's still beyond their grasp unless you use, like, if you use Bitcoin, maybe they could trace it using, like, a third-party company. Like there's a company called, like, Chainalysis, for instance, right? And their whole job is just to trace transactions in the Bitcoin world. So maybe that would be a poor choice. But they use, like, Monero. No one's going to know what the fuck happens with it.
Yeah, or just, you know, come doggy balls bullshit coin.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, send $5 trillion
baby
of those
Shiba
over.
Or some shit or whatever the fuck it's
yeah,
called.
Yeah. So one of these like stupid pump and dump coins.
Meme coins.
Still move shit around that way. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, and then did I pull up?
So let's talk about Russia a little bit, I guess, because we're running out of time anyhow.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to represent Mike Nigger's take a little bit on this because I don't really have a strong take on Russia and Ukraine. I just wanted to increase the value of crypto. That's what I care about. But Mike Nigger's take is that Russia is losing from almost any angle. So the obvious angle that they're losing it with is that, you know, the sanctions and you know, as we just discussed, like, you know, the world seems to be really against Russia now. And because Russia hasn't, like, didn't win the war overnight, they're kind of running out of time to, like, take Ukraine without any severe consequence. They have run out of time, probably, right?
In some ways, it seems like, yeah.
Yeah. So, the thing I don't know much about, but Mike Nigger seems to be bullish on, is that so the sanctions is, the, like, you know, let's say they took Ukraine, right? Then the sanctions alone might still ruin Russia, right? So in that sense, they could still lose in the grand scheme of things, even if they win Ukraine. But, like, there's also belief or evidence that Russia's not even going to win the war itself, you know, that they're fucking that up, you know, that they're, even though they supposedly had, like, you know, a larger military and they're prepared for this attack, it's all a show. It's all a grand show. And that they're half-assing it and that they didn't get they're getting more resistance than they expected. And because it's taking too long now, they're just going to ultimately lose the war, and the sanctions are going to ruin them. Now, that I don't know for sure, personally, though.
Or it could be that, you know, obviously, I don't think Mike Nigger agrees with me on this, but it would seem feasible to me, at least, that the reason they were quickly got through some of the eastern parts and then now they're kind of bogged down and kind of half-assed in it is because they got control of the bioweapons labs that were on that east coast that they wanted, and that's what their objective was.
I'm reading some Mike Nigger comments here. Most of the sanctions cannot be part of the negotiations. So what negotiations do you think he's referring to? Negotiations between Ukraine and Russia, or Russia and the rest of the
world?
Yeah,
there. Well, I mean, I would think that there would have to be both of those things, and I know there have been several attempts now. I know at least between Ukraine and Russia
peace
to negotiate that that have failed.
Okay, and then he concludes by saying, so no matter how fucked Ukraine gets, Russia can't leverage that to get rid of sanctions.
Well, I mean, from Russia's perspective, they're probably fucked with sanctions no matter what they do at this point. So coming from sort of their point of view, why would they not just, you know, go big since they're going to get fucked anyway by the sanctions and whatever else is coming down the
line? In the game of poker, right, what would you do, right, if you're already pot committed? You know, so like, what is the best strategy? Should they fold and just be a weak, like, if he folds now, he's going to look incredibly weak as a legacy, right? And that's just not going to fly for him. I mean,
yeah. But I guess what's kind of surprisingly unclear, at least to my knowledge, is really what they're actually trying to. Are they trying to completely just gobble up all of Ukraine, or are they trying to just give independence to those regions that Uncle Doug was talking about, which is, you know, was at least the pretense for why it kicked off.
I mean, most people,
assuming they accomplish that, then what now is their goal? Would be the question, I guess.
Maybe they want the natural gas, you know, reserves or something. But yeah,
well, there's always that too. Yeah, the food production.
Yep. So Mike Nigger also added, because the sanctions were applied by others on their own accord, Ukraine can't ask to get them undone. So that's what he's saying about the peace negotiations. So even if Russia like makes peace with Ukraine, the sanctions themselves may or may not change as a result. It's not a function of the peace negotiation.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying too. Yeah. Like, now that they're fucked with the sanctions, they might as well just, you know, go for broke.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the world might sympathize more if they. Negotiate, you know, they might release sanctions because they made peace negotiations, but I don't know, so much financial damage has probably already been done, I imagine.
Yeah, probably already been done. And you know that, you know, as the Western powers have been known to do for a long time now, there will be a bunch of gay and annoying terms and conditions and humiliations and shit like that attached to it, to the point potentially that it's, you know, wouldn't even be worth trying to get them lifted.
Yeah, one thing that frustrates me about the sanctions on Russia, not that I give a shit about Russia as a whole, is that, like, the Russian people almost certainly don't give a shit about this war. You know, they're not, like, patriotic about it, probably, right? The average Russian, right? And so most of these sanctions are basically just punishing the middle class of Russia, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they were about, you know, reincorporating, supposedly, the Russians who were in the disputed areas, but probably not to go to a full-scale war with the entire country of Ukraine. At least I wouldn't think so.
Yeah,
just intuitively.
Yeah, it just seems like the average Russian, like, that's one thing I don't like, this whole stand with Ukraine thing. It's like, I understand you can hate Putin if you want, right? Because he's a, you know, the classic tyrant. But, like, are you really going to torture every single Russian citizen, including non-soldiers, to, like, make your point about it? You know, it just seems excessive to me.
Yeah, and not to mention, we're getting fucked over here now because of this.
Yeah.
Because of, like, the oil price.
Yeah, like, Biden was, what, I don't remember exactly what he said, but it was, like, infuriating. It was just like, it's like, we can tighten our belts for freedom or something like that, you know?
Yeah, that's been going around in the mainstream media. It's like, oh, Americans don't mind making a sacrifice for the good of the world or whatever the fuck.
But
nobody asked me.
The poll actually said otherwise. They did polls, and the polls say otherwise. Americans do not want to increase in gas prices.
What polls, Goyim? I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I mean, I think in some areas of the country already, we're above 5, we're inching towards 6, and it would not fucking surprise me in the slightest if we got significantly above that over the summer. So it's us paying the price for this shit too. Obviously not as badly as people getting blown up and shit, but still, that's going to fucking blow. I mean, if you remember 2008, how much that shit sucked, this is going to be worse.
Yeah, it's just when you think about like all the things Biden has done to make our own gas production limited, makes it even more frustrating, right? It's like whole thing has turned into a green energy shilling, right? That's what this has basically boiled down to in the United States.
Yeah, it really has become almost a perfect storm situation, whether by design or by happenstance, or doesn't really matter. Them shutting down all new drilling and I believe limiting production of existing drilling, combined with this shit, is just, it's going to fuck us terribly.
And he denied it too. You know, like in his speech, he was just like, oh, no, that I think he said he let more permits through his office for drilling than Trump did. So he's basically kind of blaming on the oil companies. Oil companies aren't choosing to drill. It's not me. You know, I'm just like, fuck.
Yeah, there was a back and forth with Big Titty Jen Psaki and the Fox News guy who likes to cunt punter every once in a while. And they were debating about how, we've released these thousands of acres to be drilled. And then the reporter guy is like, yeah, well, you know, not many of them actually have oil on them, right? And she's like, oh, well, the ones that do, they can drill there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Dumb fucking bitch. As if no one can see through that shit. They really think we're fucking stupid, dude.
No, they definitely, like, don't put that much effort into, like, mask the truth. You know, it's minimal effort required. Like, the average person's going to digest a fraction of what I say on CNN. CNN's going to spin it in a way that's even more favorable than I said. End of story. All right, we're good.
Because even just thinking through it sort of logically, you have this product, petroleum, which has become extremely valuable. And you're telling me that there's no barrier whatsoever to drilling these new areas. And for some reason, no one wants to make money. No one wants to drill. That's what we're supposed to believe? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and then you also hear like a liberal talking point about, you know, we can't produce enough oil for ourselves. I've heard that too before, you know, but it doesn't really change the essence of like we should take advantage of our own resources as much as possible and not be dependent on other nations.
Yeah, and we were energy independent by the end of Trump's administration.
Yeah, yeah.
So how could we have done it then, but we can't do it now?
Yeah, it's very suspicious.
Bullshit.
And then and this whole green energy push, it's like it's so frustrating because like you already have people like Elon Musk, you know, like actually innovating to make this supposed dream possible, right? So like can we just let the private industry do its thing? You know, it's like at some point an electric car will presumably actually be cheaper and better than a gas car, you know, and when that happens people will buy them, right? When you get like a $15,000 electric car and you can charge it in fucking 5 minutes anywhere you want, then people will use it. But go ahead.
Yeah, Musk has been bitching about for at least a decade, because I remember reading about this, you know, at least that far back, that the regulatory agencies and the permits and the red fucking tape is so far behind that it's seriously constraining the innovation that they need to make these fucking Teslas.
Yep. But at the same time, he'll take the shekels from the government, though, to like subsidizes problems, but yeah
Musk has his own issues, and he's obvious, you know, he's not this magical like Reddit savior that Reddit thinks he is, but I think he probably has a very fair point when he says that these fucking idiots at these bureaus who are supposed to be, you know, fostering innovation and getting this shit rolling are so far behind and take so long to get shit done that it's stifling
the government is getting in the way, basically. They're not facilitating, as usual.
Which, if they want us to all drive a Tesla, maybe they should get their asses in gear. I don't know.
Yeah, and then there's this sense of urgency for this green energy thing. It's like, that's like maybe, you know, if you talk to a libtard, they'd be like, yes, Musk is helping and the private industry will do it, but they won't do it fast enough. It's like, based on what evidence? Like, what evidence is the world going to end in 10 years? Please demonstrate.
Oh yeah, that's always funny how they have to like keep pushing it back like another 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah, remember it used to be global warming, right? Remember we used to use that term?
Yeah, and apparently because I'm talking to older friends and relatives about this. Before that, it was going to be global cooling was going to end the world. Back in the 70s. That's legit what they used to say.
Yeah, it's a pseudoscience.
Like you can find collages of different magazine covers of various publications saying that the world's going to freeze, then the world's going to overheat, and it's going to be climate. It just keeps changing because they don't know.
Yeah,
so profitable to scaremonger this shit up, you know. And
it also comes back to that whole control thing, right? It seems to be like the top, you know, the top of the government wants more power, and all these things we're complaining about in this podcast, it just seems to relate to people just having more power over the average citizen. Another example.
Yeah, that's kind of what a lot of it boils down to.
Also, the Jews.
But, yeah. You know, we could go on about this shit all night long.
Yeah, I want to get Crench on here and have him talk about the Jews for 20 minutes.
Fucking Crench, huh?
He's too busy on his Cube Patriot sub or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, and or he will be in 2 more weeks. Yeah.
All right, so I noticed we're coming to a close soon, but I wanted to acknowledge that we got Adbot Shill here. So, Adbot Shill, would you like to shill anything?
Yeah, do it in a robot voice, too. Nah, we got a lot of lurkers, and that's all right. We're good with that.
Okay, nice. Adbot Shill just enjoying the show. Okay. Well, we can say something out loud to Shill if you have some product you want us to consume. Let us know.
Yeah. Oh, no headset. Oh, yeah. Okay, Trump man. Whatever you say.
No,
we're on to you.
No headset. Yeah, okay. And in the work from home times, you don't own a headset, I'm sure.
Yeah. Did we hit these all these Negroes complaining about the whole border crossing thing? Because I did think that was kind of funny.
No, we should definitely mention it because it's so fucking funny. Go ahead.
So there were a lot of stories going around when you know, there was a lot of crossing at the Ukraine border into Poland, into Romania, and maybe some other countries. My God. It turns out only Ukrainians can cross the Ukrainian border into Poland or wherever else. And these foreign nationals, a lot of them Africans, were actually turned back, which, I mean, fucking based.
I love that shit. It makes me so happy to know that some countries just know what makes sense still.
Yeah, and I have a video here of a large group of Africans trying to cross, and listen to what they're specifically what they're complaining about here. It becomes pretty fucking obvious what's going on. Let me just get this shit in here.
These are the black communities. We are not allowing any black people to enter inside the gates. We are all here.
So hundreds at least
that they are allowing in. Even the ones with kids, they're not allowing them in. They really have been here for days and nobody's asking any questions. Only Ukrainian women and kids they're allowing into this.
Oh, place. How dare they only allow Ukrainian women and kids.
Based in nigger pill.
Nobody's talking to
Look
us.
At these. These are the vast majority of this crowd is fighting age African men.
They are not allowing any black people to enter inside the gates.
They need to get violent. That's the next thing. Calm down.
Well, the reason they're not is they know they'll get their shit pushed in if they do. The way it should be.
Nobody's asking any questions. Only Ukrainian women and
I think it's repeating.
Into these gates. All the places blocked.
Yeah, so you get the idea. They're just, you know, outraged. How dare they only let Ukrainian women and children pass, you know? What about us poor fighting age African men? Yeah.
And don't forget us? And don't forget male trannies. They also are struggling to cross borders right now. Those
Yeah. That was another funny one here. This article from some Aussie news outfit that there's this crisis at the Ukrainian border because I believe these are Ukrainian citizens, but they are male to female trannies. is, however, it still says male, of course, on their documentation. And given the policy of Ukraine at the time this was going on, probably still is the policy, if you're a Ukrainian male, you fucking stay and fight. It doesn't matter whether you put on a wig, put a wig on or not. And so they're turning these trainees away to go fight in the war. So they get back there. It says male on it. So they'll be like that, you know, like that meme of like the training brigade that goes into battle and, you know, the call comes back. Oh, sir, the brigade has already lost 42% of their strength. And it's like, oh, what happened? You know, who wiped them out? And it's just like themselves.
You know, yeah. Now, if you were a male Jew trainee, you could go to Israel if you wanted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, there was another little story about that where is that here? Where apparently, you know, there were flights of people trying to flee from the Ukraine situation into Israel. And it turns out, oh, sorry, if you're not actually Jewish, you can't get in.
Yeah, and also in terms of the feminism side of this, too, you notice how the women are allowed to leave? Like, you know, it's like they want to be equal, but whenever, like, the life's on the line, they're like, oh, I'll take this privilege.
It's like, yeah, and there's nonstop like posts on social media going around to that effect where they're like, you know, yeah, feminism until the fucking shooting starts. And then it's like, you know, I think I'm going to take up cooking. Who could have predicted this? My God.
Shocking.
I know.
All right, I think we covered a lot of stuff here. I just want to see if there's anything else we should bring up, but I'm pretty sorry, I just have to mention this. That peak Zoomer picture of like, here's five TikTok dances you can do to help Ukraine. It's like when you think TikTok could be any more retarded than it is, and then nope, they find a way.
I looked into that, and that was just made up. Like nobody actually posted that.
Oh, that's like it's a Babylon Bee meme kind of thing.
Yeah, someone just made it up. At least I went searching for it because I'm like, I have to read this article and watch these TikTok things. And I couldn't find it anywhere.
Cinch News, whatever that is.
Yeah, but I looked. I couldn't. I think the whole website's made up.
It's so believable, though. You know, like, that's the sad part.
Yeah, well, I bought it. I kept searching for it for like 10 minutes.
What's up, Grey Dragon? Nice to have you join us. I guess the time zones are still throwing you off a little or something.
Yeah, right at the last second there, buddy.
I thought you guys went for like 3 hours or something. I don't know. I was busy today. I had responsibilities and shit to take care of. But I'm not even drunk. This is my first beer.
Got any anything you want to vent about while you're on the air?
I don't really get mad unless I'm drunk, and I'm not drunk yet.
Oh, what the fuck, dude? You're shortchanging us.
I'm sorry.
We don't want sober Grey Dragon. You telling me you don't have a vodka crayon handy at this moment? Because I don't believe you.
No, I always start with healing lagers.
So, so Grey Dragon, we got Yargi on here who is an open race mixer. So, like, I think vote's pretty split on that. So I'd like to hear your take on it.
Yep.
What's the mixture?
Chinese.
Chinese and what?
Me. Oh, no. I'm not mixed race. I'm married to a Chinese woman.
Whatever. I'm okay with the Asians, most of them.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't marry one, but we don't. The Japanese are pretty damn cool. Chinese, I guess, are sort of all right.
Yeah, but why are we asking Grey Dragon this question? I mean, he's like, he's the I love the Jews guy.
I was just looking for confirmation bias. I wanted to see if, like,
oh,
I was
going to
be
okay.
Right or not, you know.
So you already knew my answer, so you're just like...
So, Grey Dragon, I have to give you some credit because, like, you totally called Bokinier as, like, the new Leafa. Like, we talked about him for, like, 10 minutes today about how awful his posts are, and it's actually worse than Leafa.
Yeah, I was about to write something, and I decided not to just because that was at work, and didn't feel like dealing with anything coming back on it. But he's the only user I blocked. I actually, he broke me. I finally couldn't take him any longer, and I'm just like...
Now you know how we feel when you post your fucking boomer tunes, man.
The well, same you know what? Feeling. They're not, they don't go anywhere. It's not like they rise to the top or anything.
Yeah, that's another question. Like, how Buccaneers shit gets upvoted? Like, who's laughing at that shit and saying, oh, I better upvote this?
Well, believe it or not, a lot of people like simple humor on the site. Not me. I can't stand it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are fucking gay.
Well, I kind of, at least with the humor aspect, look at just how many people don't get sarcasm when it's dripping obvious. And then you always have a few, like, few people that are like, really? You know, like, that is that true? And I'm just like, oh my God, how can you not fucking...
All right, now yeah, I'll get that. I'll get that too. Like sometimes I'll post like just really obviously fake videos and stuff that are still funny. So I post them now and then. People are like, "Whoa, I will get mama. You don't you realize this is fake? It couldn't be more staged." It's like, yeah, I fucking know that. It's still kind of funny. But yeah, some people are. It's like it's literal or nothing.
Right. Yeah. On or off binary. I've even seen. Like sarcasm that I just thought was to the point of retarded. People were like one or two people were still wondering if it was real. Now that would be great if they're the ones trolling everybody else, like acting like they're falling for the
dripping. Yeah, stuff. That's possible, I guess.
It's a stretch at that point, but I could see someone being clever enough to pull that up.
I have found that the best way to deal with someone like being really dense and either pretending or legitimately not knowing if you're being sarcastic, just be like, no, I'm being serious, with a totally straight face.
I just I just ignore the person. I'm like, they need to figure it out on their own.
Hmm. Maybe they need some Yinglings to help them with that.
Yeah. I'll tell you, you know what? I'm only half a beer in, and you guys already got me griping.
Oh, God, a boomer complaining. Oh, no.
Oh, you got to talk. this is not talk LOL. This is complain LOL.
Yeah, well, got to be something.
Ditch law instead of T-law.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think assuming the upvotes aren't farmed for Buccaneer, I think
some of that's happening too, but...
It could be happening, but assuming that's not the case, I think... And sadly, you know, any website with a sufficient number of people, like, essentially means that 80% of those people are crap, right? And those crap people are going to upvote crap.
Right, but right. You try and post something like the Buccaneer post, and I guarantee it, it's not going to go up. Like, literally, steal one of his old ones or something, I don't know. And see, you know, where you go. I bet you don't go up.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone was saying Leafa shit almost always got upvoted. Yeah, I feel like Leafa made me believe it was a bot because like the numbers just seemed really, it was like kind of like the 2020 election. It just made no sense.
You understand that an account can be both a bot and also be monitored by someone to act human?
Yeah, but the upvotes have to be like a botnet. Right, because either like a bug in vote and someone's like breaking the website, or they have a botnet. Right?
And do you even really need a botnet though when you have like stupid NPCs just uploading dumb shit? Like, I wouldn't ascribe more to it than that necessarily.
Well, it's only like 100, like about 100 people, like 100 to 200 people a day on the website. That doesn't explain the upvote count when you look at it that way.
The other thing you have to take into consideration is that, and this was proven, supposedly proven on Reddit. Is you just need to get the initial traction. You just need like five people or five accounts, like five sock puppet accounts to upvote your thing. And you already have a massive advantage over everyone that has zero or one. The hardest traction to gain is those initial upvotes. So if you just have five accounts upvote, and some people just look at something, see the title, and go, oh, it's got five upvotes or, you know, six or seven. And they're like, must be good content. I don't have time to read it, but yet I'll come back to it and then the upvote.
I
only look at I only browse new for the most part, you know, so for me, like, it doesn't affect any serious people on the website because they're probably looking at everything.
I avoid new like the plague, so till I get down to it by accident by clicking next about four or five times out of complete boredom.
All right, well, I think we're through most of our prep, so Gay Dragon, be on time next time if you want to talk about this shit, because we're going to wrap it up.
I don't feel tawdy.
Anybody got any last words?
I just have yet one regret.
Well, you had a nice one for us last time. What are you out of? You out of one liners now, bud?
Yeah, not today. I don't have enough beer. I haven't even switched over to my vodka yet.
Well, be on next time.
That's where I want my last line to be. I haven't even switched over to my vodka yet.
All right, that's a good last one. Anybody else got one?
Gone a blank this time, so I think I'm good. I mean, AOU sucks. I guess I'll put it at the end in case he watches. That's it.
AOU does sucks, and mine is going to be Day of the Pillow soon.
Fuck the Jews.
Amen.
Dial's better than AOU.
Yes.
Oh, ouch.
Truth.
All right. Well, good show, boys. We will see you next time.
Good night, guys.
Cheers.